A seamstress's tale. We took yards of remnant fabric and sewed clothes for the missing. Simple dresses and pants sized according to our scraps. From the garment's raw insides, blue and gray and green threads trailed. We hung the clothes from branches. An apprentice gathered leaves from the ground and attached them with a quick backstitch. We watched the layers of muslin arms, yellowed skirts, and calico legs swell and flatten in the wind. We lost count. Eventually, some birds took portions for their nests. We liked the metaphor of it. The Linguist's Tale. The soldier had been trained in the language of the people he disappeared. This language was a language of things and their ghosts. The soldier wanted one thing and led the people to believe they wanted that thing too. They were tired, and the words he used promised the simulacra of what they already knew. His words cooed, nested, little birds straight to their sense of self. In their view, only the foreign attacked. With the soldier's guidance, the citizens believed that mutiny was superfluous. They preferred sugar, coiling, incumbent calm. Yet no one saw the soldier. They only heard his words. They saw their cats hide in closets. They saw their dogs slip through small flaps toward the soldier's sounds. But they, the people, were stilled by the familiar. Geologists have captured the soldier's words, but his thoughts, well, we can only speculate on those. The Lone Survivor's Tale. The sky recovered the next day.